Good morning. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your radio host, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Esteban. How's it going today?
Very excited about the upcoming Next Generation Water Summit. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Well, I'm getting very excited as well. It's interesting. It's a whole year of planning and meeting. And so when it gets close and it's a couple weeks away, it's like I start to see all of your hard work pay off.
Well, I can't wait. I know you have a very special guest with you today.
Yeah, I thank everyone for listening to the show this morning. We are continuing our conversation around the Next Generation Water Summit, which is coming up on June 20th and 21st. Again, we've been talking a lot about it on the radio because we're hoping that all of our listeners will sign up. As a city or county resident, you are allowed to attend the summit virtually free of charge. So you can take advantage, you can sit at your own in your own space, watch these different sessions, have access to all the different sessions for 30 days following the summit. And if you do want to attend the summit in person, then you can do so for a really affordable cost as well. So nextgenerationwatersummit.com is where you can register and get more information. And today, to continue our conversations around this upcoming event, I have Lauren Forbes on the show. And Lauren is the founder and designer of Cactus Rain. And a little bit of background on how I know or how I met Lauren. My staff and I were recertifying through our Qualified Water Efficient Landscaper certification. And so we were auditing a property, and we had the pleasure of working with Lauren and some others who also received the certification. And as part of the city's effort to lead by example and to promote water efficient professionals, we provide that certification so people like Lauren can, earn that certification and do really great work across the city implementing these conservation principles that we learn. And so, long introduction, Lauren, I just want to welcome you. Good morning. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Christine. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. And so, Lauren, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your involvement in this year's Next Generation Water Summit?
I'd be glad to. So I've started a company here in New Mexico, Cactus Rain, that is a small company with a pretty big mission to drive water conservation throughout New Mexico. So we're using innovative design and I'm providing consulting and installation services to help people reduce their water consumption, harvest rainwater, and reuse gray water in beautiful and functional water systems that meet the unique needs of our neighbors here in New Mexico. And I started because I wanted my own integrated rainwater and gray water system. And I called around and had trouble finding anyone who was available to help with that. And that began a multi-year journey of becoming a certified designer and launching Cactus Rain so that I could help others achieve their water security and water sustainability goals too. And I was so happy through my connections doing the rainwater and gray water to get connected with the Next Generation Water Summit. And this was my first year serving on the organizing committee for the Water Summit, helping to bring in speakers from around the country and even around the world who are going to share their expertise on the latest and greatest and what's next around the corner for water conservation that can help us meet our unique needs in the Southwest.
Yeah, I think it was on the show last week with Miles Conway when we were talking about the theme of this summit. This year it's solutions in a changing world. And what I was really excited about this year, and I think every year the summit presents this type of opportunity, it's that we don't spend too much time talking about the challenges because we're all aware of where we're at and how quickly we need to pivot. But all of the different sessions this year are focused on solutions. And so as we move forward, I think collectively we're going to move much faster if we're all on the same page, getting that same piece of information and learning from others on ways that we can, get ahead and provide solutions to our communities. And so the agenda's shaping up nice. I mean, you know more than anybody, all of the logistics around, you know, scheduling speakers, you know, well, just talk a little bit about what the organization of the event has been like. I mean, you worked on a team. I've seen you in many, many meetings. You're really at the heart of this organization. And so what has that experience been like for you?
Well, it's been quick. We started with a list of ideas. And it was a list of ideas that came out of last year's Water Summit and a list of ideas that have come through the latest news and innovative water conservation, innovative reuse techniques, the latest legislative updates and innovative products on the market. And so we start with that list and start reaching out to people we know and then also go out into the wild and reach out to people we don't know through professional organizations, through LinkedIn, through various connections to bring in people who are really looking at those innovative techniques and innovative solutions. And it's amazing to me how many people say, yes, I want to be there. Yes, I want to participate in this. This is what we need to be doing. And so unless people had a scheduling conflict, for the most part, anyone we invited to Santa Fe said, I absolutely want to come to Santa Fe June 20th to 21st. Count me in. So we have 25 different panels and sessions packed into 2 days. It's going to be a massively packed agenda because nobody said no this year. Some of these panels have multiple experts, and then some of the presentations are going to be individual keynote speakers from around the water industry, looking at innovative water conservation and reuse techniques and focused on the next generation of solutions, not just what we were doing 5 years ago or even 5 months ago, but what are we going to be doing next that we haven't even thought of?
Wow, I hadn't heard the 25 number yet. That's amazing. that's awesome. I'm so excited. You know, this is a great opportunity for, you know, me and my staff, the people who live in this city, to really engage in these different conversations. And we really do have the leading experts from across the nation coming to speak at this conference. And so really exciting opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about the agenda and how it's sort of settled out. You know, on Thursday, we have a national track. And let's just talk briefly about what we can expect on the first day of the summit.
So we're kicking off with our keynote, David Sedlak, who is the author of Water 4.0 and his new book, Solutions in a Changing World, which is the tagline for our theme this year. And so David will kick us off in the morning thinking about what conditions are changing and how are the water solutions and conventional water solutions going to need to be different in the future. And that's both for centralized water and like city of Santa Fe, where we have wastewater treatment and we're getting the water from the city, and from other places in the country and the world where we're not getting water from a city. What are those solutions as the world changes? We're following that up with Dr. Patrick Thompson from Oxford, who's going to envision a water future, modular, adaptive, and decentralized. What does a water future look like that is using the water where it's collected? Then we've got several different tracks going into that afternoon, so you won't even be able to get to everything. You'll have to watch some of them on the recordings. We're looking at things like commercial water efficiency. How much water does a commercial greenhouse use? One of the sessions I'm really excited about is rainwater for harvesting for potable water. So that's water that you collect from your roof to use in your house as your drinking water and your household water supply. So this session is the real science, looking at all the science that's been done on rainwater harvesting and what needs to be done and how appropriate rainwater is to be used as a drinking water supply. We're also going to talk about how you build a net zero commercial building. And we're going to be talking about water landscape transformation all throughout the Colorado River Basin and New Mexico and beyond. And that's particularly thinking about turf grass and maybe removing turf grass and replacing it with other plants, because we still love our plants that are more water efficient. And then finally, wrapping up on Thursday, we'll be looking with Jonah Schein from the EPA at the water energy carbon footprint. And so that's the fact that there is energy in water. It takes energy to move water. It takes energy to clean water. It takes energy to pump water. And there's water and energy. It takes water to make our energy supply. So that water energy carbon footprint, he'll be presenting a case study at how much water can be saved by saving energy and vice versa. And that is a packed Thursday.
Yeah, that is a very packed Thursday. I know you and I are engaged in moderating these different sessions. And again, you have access to these as they are presented live and recorded, and access to any of these presentations 30 days following the summit. But you do have to register nextgenerationwatersummit.com. You can access all of this material virtually free of charge with your city or county zip code. And, you know, really inexpensive to attend in person. And this year, Lauren, it's super cool, but the event will be held at the Roundhouse at the Santa Fe, you know, the State Capitol building. And so I just love being in that building anyway, but I'm just excited to be facilitating this conversation in that space. So for everybody listening this morning, we are talking to Lauren Forbes, who is the founder designer of Cactus Rain and part of our organization committee for the Next Generation Water Summit. We're going to take a short break and come back and continue our conversation in just a few moments.
Are you ready for the 7th edition of the Next Generation Water Summit? Join us on June 20 and 21 at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This year's theme is Solutions in a Changing World, with a hybrid format offering both in-person and virtual attendance options. Enjoy a wide range of panels and sessions, including Educating the Next Generation, AI's Potential in Water, and our Innovative Product Panel. Don't miss the Mayor's Reception at the Drury Plaza Hotel on Thursday, June 20th, and exciting tours of local water conservation sites on Saturday, June 22nd. Visit nextgenerationwatersummit.com for full details. Sponsored by the City of Santa Fe, Save Water Santa Fe, and Santa Fe County. That's the Next Generation Water Summit, June 20 through 22, nextgenerationwatersummit.com.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe and Christine Chavez.
Thanks, everybody. Continuing our conversation with Lauren Forbes and the Next Generation Water Summit. And there's just so much to talk about. And, you know, really, it's just 2 weeks away now. Esteban, you're going to be broadcasting live on that Friday morning as we begin our New Mexico track. And you're going to be there for the mayor's reception as well, correct?
Absolutely. We're very excited to be there for the reception. I know you're going to have special interviews and then on Friday morning, such an exciting opportunity to be there with everyone. So we're set and we're excited.
Well, it's always nice doing an event with you by my side, Esteban.
Thank you. It's always fun for me as well.
All right. Well, so Lauren, let's keep on talking a little bit about the agenda. What's going to happen on Friday? You know, I know we have the national track on Thursday, and then we switched over to a New Mexico focus. And these are issues that we felt, you know, people are very concerned about, have let us know they want to learn more about, but this has more of a local focus. And so tell us a little bit about what Friday will look like.
So Friday is going to be another action-packed day with a lot of different sessions going on at the same time. But one of our tracks on Friday is focused really on New Mexico, like you said, starting with what's going on with water. And that's going to be taking yourself and a few of your fellow panelists looking at what the state faces with challenges in water scarcity and kind of what New Mexico is actively doing to address those water challenges through planning and conservation initiatives to ensure our water security. And then we have a couple of experts coming in to help us understand New Mexico's water history and learning from the past as a tool to help us prepare for increased water scarcity in the future. Finally, we're going to be taking a look at the Mainstream New Mexico, which is implementing the 2023 Water Security Planning Act here in the state and looking at those water security divisions And so if you haven't heard about that initiative yet and haven't given feedback, that's a great way to get plugged in, find out more about that Water Security Planning Act and what the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission is doing to move our water planning and water rights into the future. The last thing that we get in the New Mexico track on Friday is a recap of a workshop that's actually happening on Thursday, and that's the New Mexico Water Funding Workshop, which is looking at different ways at the federal, state, and private sector for communities to get funding for water projects. So Friday, during our New Mexico track, we finish up with a recap of that funding workshop.
So another very, very busy day on Friday. I think there's another track in there too. We just had a discussion earlier with Ron Burke, who is the CEO of the Alliance for Water Efficiency. And he'll be covering sort of like, what are all the important components of a successful water conservation plan? And what's really nice is, as we're talking about that, we can see that we're situated so well here in Santa Fe with our program and the different things that we offer our residents, but there's always space to improve and learn more. And certainly I'm really excited for that session on Friday. So lots of learning, lots of networking, lots of meetings, lots of evening receptions. But finally, on Saturday morning, we get to come together as a community and engage in some really, really fun tours and events that are free of charge for everybody to attend. If you're anything like me, you can hear an idea, you can see pictures of an idea, but sometimes until you actually can see it in the dirt and really understand, you know, the role that it's playing or the strategy, you know, that you're trying to implement. I mean, it's kind of hard to get these concepts, for me anyway. So these tours are great because we can see hands-on work about some of these strategies that we're really trying to promote and learn about. So what does our Saturday look like? I'm hoping we'll spend all day together on Saturday. You know, we're planning on being at all the events. And so, we're kicking it off, I guess, at the Water Conservation Office.
We sure are. So if anyone didn't get to join us in person and view all the art and all the galleries at the Roundhouse on Thursday and Friday and just listened in remotely, I hope they can join us in person on Saturday. We're kicking off at the Water Conservation Office in the morning from 9 to 12. We'll have tours and information tables at that Water Conservation Office.
But yeah, our office is a little hard to find. You've got to go to Midtown Bistro, and then we're the tiny city office there in the corner. But yeah, all that information will be on the website, as you stated.
In the afternoon, we've got three different tours, and they're all drop-in tours. So you don't have to be there at a set time at the start time. But while we're open for the tour, swing by. The first is going to be a plant-based gray water system. So this is a new product innovation that's going to be featured in our innovative product panel at the Water Summit on Friday. So on Saturday, we actually get to see one that's being installed in Santa Fe. It's a plant-based filtration system where the plants are the filter, and your gray water from your laundry or your showers go through the filter and then can either be sent to irrigate your landscape or back inside to flush the toilet so that you're not using your clean drinking water for that. Also from 1 to 3, that one's from 1 to 3. Also during that time, you can stop by the Santa Fe Community College Commercial Greenhouse and see all of the water conservation techniques they have implemented in the greenhouse, including some pretty advanced monitoring that helps them keep track of their water levels and optimize so that they don't use more water than is needed for their processes. And then from 2 to 4, we can swing by Reese Baker, who's the rainmaker there in Santa Fe, and view his permaculture garden. So if you haven't had that opportunity before, that's quite a treat and something special to take advantage of, especially seeing his mushrooms and what he has going on in that permaculture garden. It's amazing what we can grow with as little rain as we have.
Not only that, but he has, koi fish, gray water, rainwater capture. I mean, he has everything you could imagine in that garden. It's right in the middle of the city. And it's sort of tradition now that we end the summit with a little tour and get together in that garden and really just learn from him in his space, which has been such a treat. So yeah, I'm excited even more now after this show, realizing, you know, wow, how big it really is when you talk about the, you know, you talk about all of the different components. Again, this summit was put together as one of the water conservation events that we put out to the public so that we can learn together, bring in experts for us to learn from, and, you know, just be that much further ahead in ideas that we're considering for the future. So Lauren, I'm just, you know, really happy to be working with you in general. It was great working with you through our certification through Quell. You've done a wonderful job really helping us with this event and getting things organized. And I just really want to thank you for all of your work. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, everyone just jump on nextgenerationwatersummit.com, register again to attend virtually for free, or, you know, pay a small price to join us in person. Lauren, any final words for our guests today? Anything else that you would like to say?
Well, I want everyone to use less water, capture what you can, and use it more than once.
I love it. That should be our caption for the show. All right, Lauren. Well, thank you very much again. And thanks, everyone, for listening today to Save Water Santa Fe. If you would like to learn more about the city's water conservation program, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Lauren. Look forward to seeing you at the 2024 Next Generation Water Summit.